With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. Today, we are going to be going over week two. Week two is here. It is Saturday, and I'm excited about football. I'm here with my co-host, Aiden.
Hey, guys. I hope you guys were able to win your first week of fantasy, and I hope that your players did well, and you made some good waiver wire moves.
I do, too. All right. So, we're going to be going over each and every single game and talking about players we like, players we dislike, who we think's going to win, just everything you need to know about this weekend's matchups. But first, we're going to get into it by talking a little bit about Thursday Night Football.
It was my favorite game. I can already tell it's going to be my favorite game of the week. Just kidding. I'm not sure who looked worse, Jameis Winston or Cam Newton.
My favorite thing was how whenever the Buccaneers did something, it was called back for false starts.
Yeah.
There were a lot of penalties, which is something I would expect to be cleaned up in a couple weeks, but it's definitely worrisome. Keep an eye on that because it brings down the offense as a whole. There were some good runs, some good throws called back. So just keep an eye on that because it really does affect the whole tempo of the offense. We had a pretty bad performance by Cam Newton.
At least Peyton Barber was able to kind of pick it up. He had a really not good season last season.
Or ever in his career.
Yeah, but he did pretty well. 23 carries, 82 yards, and a touchdown.
I was surprised by the workload share between Ronald Jones and Barber. I don't think anyone really saw that coming. It was definitely Barber. He looked a lot better than he usually does. It looked to me like he was running like his job was on the line.
Yeah.
That was my take on that. Do you think...
Well, Jones only had 4 carries.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything with them.
He didn't do much.
No receptions either.
Well, Barber did have the safety, who I saw something on Twitter. If you're making a get safety player in the lab, it would be Peyton Barber.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you think Cam Newton is healthy? I talked about it on the show yesterday. I don't, but you weren't here to talk about that. Do you think he is?
No, I think his new nickname should be Cam Chicken Wing Newton. Every throw that he throws... He throws it with, like, just his elbow and forearm, and it is terrible.
He definitely did not look good. I was watching it, and I felt like maybe Mitch Trubisky's ghost from the last Thursday Night Football had possessed Cam Newton. But Jameis Winston was a lot better, which is definitely saying something. Are you worried at all about Christian McCaffrey?
No. No, he's... arguably the best running back in the league right now, especially for fantasy and PPR leagues.
Yes.
It's really going to be hard, though, if your quarterback can't play.
Well, this was a weird night in that they threw 50 times, over 50 pass attempts for Newton, and 5 targets for McCaffrey, something that was very shocking. And I'm looking back on it, I'm thinking a lot of it had to do with the game being on the short week, with the Thursday night. With the workload McCaffrey received on Sunday, it made a little bit of sense that he wasn't quite as involved. Also, the weird rain delay, because they came out, their first 7 plays, 5 of them were McCaffrey. They came out and he was not utilized as much. So it's definitely something I'm not too worried about.
It's also hard for the Panthers' offense right now. They don't have a particularly good offensive line.
No.
There's
no running room for him.
Yeah, and they don't have receivers to really space it out super well. DJ Moore looked promising, 17 points in PPR leagues. But, I mean, other than that, like, he has...
Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, it's just tough.
It is tough, and I don't think it's something to be worried about for him, really, because he's coming off a game where he had over 40 points. There are going to be games where they don't quite do that. So if you've got him, you're going to hold on to him. Don't sell him, especially now after that bad game.
Right.
So moving on, any other takes? O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard is really scary. really, the only players that you should be owning from this Tampa Bay team, Peyton Barber and Deep Leagues, and obviously Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Mike Evans is another scarier
That player. Is a scary situation because it's not like there isn't a fantasy asset on that wide receiving core. It's not like someone's not producing wide receiver one numbers. They are. It's just not him. That's what scares me. If he were just having a slow start, I wouldn't be scared. But because Godwin is doing so well, it scares me a little bit. We're going to get into that situation a little lower on the buy low, sell highs. Is that all you want to talk about from that game? Do you not think that Ronald Jones is worth the roster right now, 12-man league?
No, not right now. If you have sleeper app, put him on your watch list, but why waste a spot on someone who's getting 4 carries?
Yeah, it was definitely not encouraging after he finally had a week where he said, looks like Ronald Jones has finally arrived, and nope.
No. Joey Sly is just about the only positive thing that's really coming out of this game. He might be good to roster if you're struggling at kicker, like if you have Adam Vinatieri or something who just played terrible, or Matt Bryant.
It's a team that is going to move the ball a bit and then stall out, I think.
Yeah, they're similar to the Lions at this point. Matt Prater is a really good pickup because Stafford can get the ball down the field, but who's he going to throw it to? I mean, Kenny Galladay is all right. Kerryon Johnson is
decent.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't really have much options.
Kerryon's good, but for some reason they refuse to give him the ball.
It's just an odd situation.
It's an odd situation. So that is the Thursday night review, and now on to the preview. So the first game of the week, we're going over Arizona and Baltimore Ravens. Who are you taking in this one?
I think the Cardinals, to be honest. Kind of a hot take, but if you guys watch the Cardinals game, they had an incredible second half. Kyler Murray played super well in the third and fourth quarter. Their whole team just kind of came together. It looked like that first half they just kind of needed to just brush off the dust from the preseason. But after that, they really kicked it into a higher gear.
See, I want to say Baltimore. I really do. The defense looks great. Lamar Jackson looked phenomenal. Even though it was Miami, he still looked great. Mark Ingram looked amazing. Robert Griffin III looked great. Wasn't expecting that. And then even the tight end, Mark Andrews, he looked great too.
Yeah.
The whole team just looked great. But I am also going to take the Cardinals.
I think that you can't really deny how good Murray played in that second half.
If he can do that for the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a great game.
Who else do you like? David Johnson?
Yeah, David Johnson's an obvious must start.
Mark Ingram is too.
Yeah, Mark Ingram played super well. First game with the Ravens, and he looked good. Looked like he fit right in. They have a good few running backs.
They do have a good system there. So who are you starting here? Obviously, if you have him, you're going to start Lamar Jackson this week, unless you've got, you know. Who would you start over Lamar Jackson this week? Because Cardinals secondary is trashed.
Yeah. Over Lamar Jackson, there's just a few names. Patrick Mahomes. Yes. I think, I'm not even really sure. Other
Deshaun
than Patrick
Watson?
Mahomes, Watson did have a really good game.
He looked good. Got the rushing touchdown.
Yeah. Maybe Drew Brees.
I think Lamar Jackson, he's my number two this week.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Elsewhere in that game, so you're starting Lamar, you're starting Mark Ingram. Any wide receivers on Baltimore you're starting?
On Baltimore, okay. So, big name, Marquise Brown. Had a great week. I would not start him this week, though. He only had 4 targets and played
that was what worries some. Yeah. And he's now questionable.
Yeah.
Or probable.
Probable, but still.
Still, I want to see him on the field more. It's
18% of the snaps is really low.
It is really low. Here's the problem. Here's where I'm conflicted. I say Lamar Jackson, he's my number two quarterback this week. He has to throw the ball to someone.
Yeah.
So if he's going to do well, who in that receiving corps? I love Mark Andrews.
Yeah, Mark Andrews looking great. Definitely has to prove some stuff. He was questionable with a foot injury earlier this week, but he's looking like he's going to be good to go for the game.
Good news for me.
24 points is
really good for a tight end. Yeah. There were several really good tight end performances last week, not by Kelsey and
Delaney Walker had a really good game. what's his name? Waller.
Darren Waller. TJ Hawkinson.
Yeah. Just a lot
great
of...
tight end game.
Yeah.
Now on the Cardinals side, we love Kyler Murray. I don't love him in this matchup, but the rushing ability gives him such a safe floor. I think unless you've got a really good option ahead of him, I think you're going to start him, probably roll him out.
Yeah. The only problem is one thing to keep an eye out for. Kyler Murray lost his starting right tackle, which that could play a big role. Their offensive line was already not very good. And then losing that key piece is a bigger problem.
Especially with the Ravens defense.
Yeah.
But you're starting David Johnson.
Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk. You got to roll out Fitzgerald and Kirk if you have them. Obviously, don't start him over guys who have better matchups.
Would you start Christian Kirk or Will Fuller? That's a hard...
That is tough. I'd probably have to go with Will Fuller because AJ Boye is out.
Okay.
And so that means Jalen Ramsey is going to be covering Hopkins, but then who's going to cover Fuller?
Yeah. So that's... We're both taking the Cardinals. Seems crazy. But we believe in Kyler.
Yeah.
So next game, San Francisco, Cincinnati. Cincinnati is coming off that really good loss.
They look better. Honestly, it was a good loss.
It was a loss where he said, wow, Dalton looks good. Wow, yeah. John Ross looks good. And somehow they lost that one.
Yeah, it was tough.
What do you think? Do you think Joe Mixon can play?
I think that he will play, but I don't think that they're going to use him very much.
Yeah, I think his workload will be limited.
Yes.
I think he'll be out there, but temper your expectations. If you have him, you probably have to start him just because he was most likely your first or second round pick, so there you probably don't have anyone on the bench who's better.
Right.
Would you start him or, let's say, Devin Singletary this week?
I think you still got to roll with Mixon.
What about
if he's in the game?
Yeah.
Just because it's Joe Mixon. Like he had a great
Joe
season.
Mixon.
And Singletary didn't get a lot of
only four carries.
Yeah.
Now one last Joe Mixon or Adrian Peterson.
Roll Peterson.
Okay. So if you have Joe Mixon, Peterson's on the waivers, pick up Peterson, plug in him if Mixon's out. Even if Mixon's playing, you can start Peterson. Peterson's going to be mad. Chris Thompson. There are a bunch of players I would start ahead of Mixon this week, just because even if he plays, I think he's going to be limited.
And Giovanni Bernard's a great RB2.
PPR, yeah.
Well, RB2 on the Bengals team, not on your fantasy team, hopefully.
I was thinking, hopefully not.
I wouldn't roll out Matt Breida. Just not a great player.
Now, question, is Raheem Mostert a must start this week?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to use that.
Of course, against the Bengals defense, I think almost everyone on this 49ers team should be a must
Jimmy
start.
Jimmy Garoppolo, does he bounce back?
Yes.
Looked great 2 years ago at the end of the season, but he hasn't looked great since then.
Yeah, playing the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers actually have a pretty underrated defense,
they do.
I would say.
They look good. Bad Cam Newton.
Yeah. But the Bengals don't have an underrated defense. They are just a bad defense.
Mm-hmm.
They actually really looked good against the Seahawks, but I wouldn't expect that to continue. I think
Russell Wilson hasn't played. And
the Seahawks their offense looked bad, not necessarily the defense looked good.
No, Andy Dalton, are you starting him coming off that hot start? It's hard to do so, especially San Francisco. They manhandled Jameis Winston last week. I'm not starting him personally.
Yeah. If you ever find yourself asking the question, do I start Andy Dalton? The answer should be no, unless you're in a 3 QB
league. And you should go rethink most of your life.
Yes. Don't start Andy Dalton in fantasy. Really, I don't understand where the Bengals organization starts him in real life, but I guess he's better than Ryan Finley.
Yeah. So Debo Samuel, Marquise Goodwin, and Dante Pettis, the top three receivers on San Francisco.
Yeah.
You rolling any of them out?
Pettis, maybe. Maybe
they're all
maybe I just there's so many better options.
If you have any of them, you probably have better options. Bengals side,
definitely.
So Boyd, you're starting PPR.
Yeah. He's insane. Tyler Boyd is a really good receiver. John Ross.
What are your thoughts? I haven't seen you this week since the explosion of John Ross. What are your thoughts? Because I know my thoughts, but I want to hear your take on this.
He looked a lot better than he has,
mm-hmm.
but still, only 7 receptions.
Yeah.
He had 12 targets, which is promising. 82% of the snaps he played.
Yes.
But he's a boom or bust player.
I think he's going to be really good this year.
I hope so. I'm a Bengals fan.
Here are my thoughts. If it were Hugh Jackson, The Marvin Lewis?
Wait. Yes, it's...
I'm thinking of the Browns guy and Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
The old Bengals coach, Marvin Lewis. If he were still a coach in the Bengals and John Ross put up this game, I would ignore it. Mm-hmm. But with a new coach in his first game,
yeah,
it looks
Taylor.
Like they're trying to use John Ross for the first time in John Ross's career, which is crazy. He's the fastest man in the NFL. And the fact that he has never been used is really a shame. So he's definitely, I would roster him. I'm not starting him yet, mm-hmm. but he's someone that I want on my team in case he turns into this next blow-up player.
Next Tyreek Hill.
Next Tyreek
fastest
Hill.
Fastest man in the NFL that has a working shoulder. You got to start George Kittle always. He's just a good tight end. Had a pretty good week last week, you know, where the tight end is a very weak position.
It is.
13 points is a very good floor. And against the Bengals, they don't have good linebacker squad. Preston Brown at least came back, but, you know, other than that.
You're starting them this week. I don't like the the Bengals.
Yeah, oddly enough, they have a committee tight end squad. between Tyler Eifert, CJ Uzoma,
Uzoma?
Yeah. They have good tight ends, but...
Not Eifert for fantasy.
Yeah, Eifert can't stay on the field.
So that is that game. Who are you taking?
I think they're the Bengals, honestly. That's not necessarily biased, but Garoppolo didn't look great last week, and the Bengals looked pretty good considering they're the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals, honestly, and I dislike the Bengals, but I'm taking them. So next game, LA Chargers versus Detroit Lions. Who are you taking?
I think this one is a pretty easy one. Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. Definitely the Chargers.
Yeah.
You know,
Rivers, he's good.
Yeah, Rivers, he's a good player.
Matthew Stafford, he's not quite as good.
Yeah, if you're in a 2QB league, start Matthew Stafford.
I like Stafford more than most, but I don't like him in this matchup.
Yeah.
The Chargers defense is pretty stout. So you're starting Rivers against Detroit. We just saw what Kyler Murray did against them. Austin Eckler, the huge week, 39 points in PPR leagues. You rolling him out again against Detroit?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, he has mid RB1 ceiling.
Well, his ceiling is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think we're going to see that again.
But it's nice to see that at least his floor is mid RB2.
Yeah, he has a high floor. Now, Kerryon Johnson on the other side, opposite side. What are you doing with him? Very disappointing last week, 8 points in PPR leagues. He's someone who was drafted very high in anticipation that he'd be used more, and he wasn't.
If you can package a deal where you would get a lot of value at the running back position for Kerryon Johnson, I would do it. But I wouldn't be quick to trade him away because I think that he will bounce back at some point.
I do too. Now, we want to get into very quickly before the wide receivers. If you have Austin Eckler, are you selling him? Because I am. I own him in a few leagues, and I'm hoping he has another big game, and then I'm going to sell him very high because I believe Melvin Gordon's coming back. New reports saying he's going to be back by week 6. Are you selling him?
I mean, it's kind of a James Conner situation. Of last season, you know, you have your RB1 holding out right now, and the RB2 comes in and just destroys the league. I would hold on to Eckler, to be honest, right now. For most teams, you probably either drafted him very late, or you picked him up off the waiver wire. So it's the same situation that Connor was in last season. You know, they play very well, and why would a team want to bring back an arrogant RB1 when their RB2 was doing just as well and is, you know, level-headed?
Now, my thoughts, I'm trying to sell him high after this week. I hope he explodes, and I'm going to sell him high. Would you trade Austin Eckler for Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it depends on how much value you can get.
Yeah, if you're getting good value, do it. But if you're not, then, like...
Just hold?
Yeah, just hold him. Like,
it's not hurting you to have a running back who's scoring 39
points. If you're
not
getting a good RB2 or an RB1... Or if you need receivers, if you're not getting a wide receiver one, don't trade them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So the wide receivers on the Chargers side, Keenan Allen, starting him?
I got to start him.
You got to start him.
He had a good week.
Very good week, 26 points.
Mike Williams. I don't start him. He is questionable this week.
It's going to be a game time decision, they say. It's
Anytime there's a game time decision, I would definitely hold back on starting them because that usually means that they're probably going to be unlimited snaps.
And then anyway. Travis Benjamin, only 12 yards. I don't like him much this week.
Yeah, you probably, after Keenan Allen, there's not, and plus Phillip Rivers spreads out the ball pretty well, and Eckler was heavily involved.
Yep.
So.
Now, Detroit side, Kenny G.
You got to start him. Okay. Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback. I feel weird saying that.
He's a good quarterback.
Yeah. Kenny Golladay is a good wide receiver, too. You're going to want to start him if you have him.
Mm-hmm. Pretty safe floor. Marvin Jones, you starting him?
If you need to.
If you don't have anything better, you're not excited about it, but you may have to.
Yeah. If you own, like, Darius Geis, or you own Joe Mixon, or you own another team. Yeah. If you own Tyreek Hill and you need a good wide receiver to come and play flex for you, start Marvin Jones.
Now, an interesting one, Danny Amendola last week, 23 points. Do you think he repeats that? Or do you think it was a flash in the pan?
The thing is that Danny Amendola had these games all the time with Tom Brady, where he would blast off for 26 points and then next week he'd come back and get like three. I think that Danny Amendola is a very, very good receiver because he goes unnoticed. But I think that as soon as he blows up, people notice him, and then they just, you know.
I think that was a lot the Cardinals' defense.
Yeah.
He was able to capitalize on a good, good matchup. He doesn't have that great matchup this week. So I'm not rolling him out anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking to even own him anywhere. So that is the end. We're both taking the Chargers.
Oh, wait. TJ Hockenson.
How could we forget?
Good tight end. Rookie year, came out, first game, 25 PPR points.
Very good, 131 yards in the score. What do you think happens with him this week?
I think that he does not do as well as he did last week.
But still going to be good.
But still, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that unless you have, like, an Ertz, a Kittle, or a Kelsey, you have to start a good... Obviously, my highest tight end for the week are between Mark Andrews, and Darren Waller.
Mm-hmm. See, I was just going to ask you TJ Hockenson or Darren Waller this week, because yesterday I said on the podcast, Darren Waller. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Okay. John Gruden is saying, he said it multiple times throughout the preseason and then after the first week of the regular season, Darren Waller is their guy. He is the player they're going to play
through. He was on for 100% of the offensive snaps, which you don't get that often. So if you've got Waller, well, not talking about that right now, but if you've got Hockenson, unless you've got one of those other top end tight ends, you're going to roll him out.
Sure.
Don't expect what he did last week to continue, but he's still a good fantasy option.
For sure.
Next game, ooh, the rivalry, Minnesota versus the Packers.
That's
a good game.
That's a fun game.
That's going to be good to watch.
Would you consider yourself a Packers fan?
More than most people, but, you know, I'm not a diehard Packer fan. I went to the Brett Favre Hall of Fame inauguration, which was very cool, but I'm more frustrated with the organization past several years. And
yeah, that's how I am with the Bengals.
I don't really have a bias, I'll say that. I have no bias in this. Rodgers, if you have him, you gotta start him. It was not pretty last week, and there are a lot of reasons to be worried. Another good defense, and it's the second game with that head coach who's new. It's a new system. But if you have him, you're starting him.
Probably.
Unless you've got like Patrick Mahomes ahead of him, but I don't think that's really possible.
Josh Allen is probably on most people's waiver wires.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get Josh Allen off the waivers, he's playing the Giants defense this week.
It will feel gross starting Josh Allen over Aaron Rodgers.
You got to do it, though.
I would do it, though.
Kirk Cousins...
10 passing attempts last week.
Yeah.
Do you think that goes up?
Yeah. I think it has to for him to keep his job.
It's a weird game.
The thing is that the Vikings, I just don't understand their team. They're really hard to figure out because Dalvin Cook had a super week last week.
He did.
He had two receptions and just 111 rushing yards, which is promising for the running back who we thought couldn't stay healthy. But with Kirk Cousins, you can't start him, but I wouldn't, like, let him go to the waivers yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be starting him this week, especially after the Packers defense showed us what they're capable of last week. But he's someone who, long-term this season, I've mentioned it before on the show, that I like more than others, and I'd be trying, I think after this week he could hit the waivers. If someone drafted him late and two bad weeks, because I don't think he's going to show out against the Packers defense this week, I try to pick him up. So on the running back side, we've got Dalvin Cook and Aaron Jones. Those are the two really startable ones.
A lot of people are scared about Aaron Jones. But remember, first week he played the Bears. The Bears defense, the best defense in the league. And it's not even a question, to be honest. He didn't do well at all, but we weren't expecting him to.
I wasn't, yeah. I don't love him this week, though. I think he has another bad week.
Yeah.
Honestly, he has a hard start this season. Chicago, really does. Minnesota, Denver. He's someone I would be trying to buy low on. But then after those three games, he's got Philadelphia, Dallas, Detroit, Oakland, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Are you buying low on Aaron Jones?
Yes. If you get, I would buy low on him if he keeps playing bad by week four.
Okay.
Week four, he plays the Eagles, who have a very good defensive line, very good defense. And then Dallas, decent defense.
Then he's got Detroit.
But then he has the Lions, Oakland, the Raiders, the Chiefs, then even like the Chargers and the Panthers. That
comes back to the bye to face, oh, wow, that's a good schedule. San Francisco, Giants, Washington, Redskins. He has Chicago again in week 15 to knock you out of the Super Bowl, but we're not thinking quite that long term yet. He's someone, though, I would be watching this week. If he has another bad week, owners are going to be frustrated because they drafted him very high this year. On the other side, Dalvin Cook,
you're starting him. He had a very good week, very promising.
It's not the best matchup, but after you've waited for Dalvin Cook to do this for what seems like your whole life, he finally did it. You're not quitting now. So those are the two. Are you starting Aaron Jones? I'm not.
I wouldn't start Aaron Jones this week.
Okay,
I'm
glad we're on the same page. If you can avoid it. Davante Adams, we're moving to the receivers. Bad week. You're starting him, though.
He's playing the Bears defense. You can't really rank a player week one against the best defense. Mm-hmm.
I think he bounces back. Not a big, big bounce back. He's still a hard matchup with Xavier Rhodes, but I think he has a lot better of a week.
Yeah, he'll definitely have more success, especially if Rodgers can find him. Because he runs slant routes
so good.
Very well, and he's a good route runner overall. And that's what Rodgers likes to find. He did it with Jordy Nelson his whole career. It's just not a favorable matchup, but a good wide receiver.
If you have him, you're starting him. Valdez Scantling. Allison, you probably dropped if you own him.
Yeah. Scantling, he had a good game against the Bears, all things considered. But
I'm not starting him.
Yeah. It's the same situation. I mean, the Packers did it the whole time with Randall Cobb. You never knew when he was going to be good or when he was going to be bad. Why trust their wide receiver twos now?
Yeah, I'm not starting him. On the other side, Thielen and Diggs, if you've got them, you're starting them.
Yeah, the name
of the duo. Not the best matchup, but they're good.
Kyle Rudolph,
Jimmy Graham.
Don't start either, in my opinion.
Okay.
Unless you need to. Like, obviously, if you have to start a tight end, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine with rolling out Graham. He had a touchdown this first week.
He has the touchdown upside. But he's not going to get a lot of yards.
Only played 55% of the snaps, which is kind of scary. Kyle Rudolph.
It's hard to judge Kyle Rudolph because he, last week was so weird. Only 10 pass attempts on the team.
But he was on for 100% of the snaps, but he only had one target. No receptions.
One-tenth of the pass attempts went to Kyle Rudolph last week. I mean, it's a strange, I'm not excited about starting either, but if you have to, you have
to. Sure. I wouldn't start either of these defenses this week either if you can avoid it. Vikings defense actually played very well against the Falcons, but you Aaron Rodgers, come on.
I don't like my defenses going against Aaron Rodgers unless they're the Bears.
Right.
So the next matchup, who are you taking that one again?
I'll probably take the Vikings that
I'm matchup. Taking Packers.
Interesting.
All right, Jacksonville, Houston.
That'll be maybe a good game.
I think Gardner Minshew wins it. I do.
I think the Texans are just dominant.
Okay. It's a hot take, but Gardner Minshew, he looked great. Was against the Chiefs, who are a pretty bad defense, but I believe in Gardner Minshew. I think he's going to have a pretty good season for a backup rookie quarterback. This week, I'm not too excited about many.
You know what would be amazing is if Gardner Minshew could take the Jaguars to the Super Bowl like Nick Foles did for the Eagles.
That'd be so weird. No, if Gardner Minshew leads them to the playoffs, gets injured, and then Joshua Dobbs takes them to the Super Bowl. I'm not too excited about anyone really on Jacksonville sides. Leonard Fournette, if you have him,
you gotta start him.
Not my favorite though.
Okay.
D.D. Westbrook, thoughts on him?
Had a good week. The only problem is his quarterback is Gardner Minshew.
I don't see that as a problem.
DJ Chark is a guy to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys watch that game at all, he is an incredibly athletic receiver. He had an amazing touchdown catch. The cornerback was draped all over him in the end zone, and somehow he adjusted and made a crazy catch.
Gardner Minshew targeted him, too.
Yeah.
He came in, and he targeted Chark. It's definitely... I'm not comfortable starting him yet.
No.
But I definitely want him on my bench if you got a deep enough bench, because it's the type where in a couple weeks we could be saying, okay, waiver wire, go get Chark. So he's definitely someone to keep an eye on. Other side, Deshaun Watson. You're starting him.
Got to start him.
Duke Johnson in PPR leagues. You like him?
He's all right. Not an ideal RB2.
Or flex.
A good flex. I think he's a good flex, but I wouldn't say RB2. I wouldn't start him.
Okay. I'd agree with that. Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde, actually.
He looked good.
He is.
They stopped giving him the ball, though.
The greatest journeyman running back in the league.
Besides Frank Gore.
Well, at least the youngest one. I don't know. I think that
I'm not starting him.
You wouldn't start Hyde, but you'd keep your eye on him because Duke Johnson never been a great runner. He just been really good at passing.
He's never been a bell cow.
No.
Anywhere. That's his big knock. So keep your eye on Hyde. Hopkins, starting him. He's going to be great. It's no question there.
Playing Will Jalen Fuller, Ramsey, though. Playing Jalen Ramsey.
I'm not worried. He's still so good. It may slow him down a little bit, but you're starting Hopkins. Will Fuller, you comfortable starting him?
Yes.
Okay.
AJ Boye is out this week, I believe. So I think that you have to start him. Will Fuller is a great receiver. Never been able to stay healthy, but when he is healthy, he's always been an incredible pass catcher and just is a touchdown threat. If you guys remember last season, he had, what, like 7 games in a row of catching a touchdown? Or maybe it might have been
2 years ago. Or he keeps doing it. Whenever he's healthy, he catches the touchdowns.
And then Kenny Stills. You got to...
Keep your eye on him.
Yeah. He was a decent receiver for the Dolphins, but never had a quarterback throwing to him. Now he has Deshaun Watson, who's a lot better. Found him for a touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm. And Kenny Stills, he's someone I don't really want him right now, but he's someone to keep your eye on because, as we mentioned, Kiki Kuti and Will Fuller can't stay healthy.
Exactly.
And Kenny Stills is right now the wide receiver 4. He could, you know, in a couple weeks easily be the wide receiver 2 on this team.
Right.
So he's someone to keep an eye on just because the injury concerns for the people ahead of him. So that's, you're taking, I'm taking Jacksonville, you're taking Houston in that one. Call him for the upset. So the next one, New England, Miami. Okay. Miami more like missing in action.
Remember last year, though, the miracle.
It's not happening. They need a lot more than a miracle this week.
Ryan Fitzmagic, don't start him. Tom Brady,
You're starting him against Miami.
Yeah. It's
you're starting him. Anyone against Miami.
If you can, still, you probably picked up in most leagues. Pick up the Patriots defense because it's Miami.
Okay, running backs, though. Sony Michel, James White, Rex Burkhead.
Michelle's bouncing back. Mm-hmm. There's no way he keeps playing as bad. He still had the volume, even though he got more carries than yards last week, but he had incredible volume, which is promising.
Yeah.
The Steelers defense isn't particularly good, but they're better than the Dolphins.
Yeah. James White, interesting tidbit. Unverified source that's close to the family says James White isn't going to play. He's going to stay home because of the birth of his child.
Well, that just boosts up
Rex Burkhead.
Yeah.
I think Rex Burkhead, if this rumor is true and James White doesn't play, I would be comfortable starting Rex Burkhead as a flex play this week.
Yeah, maybe in a deep
against league. Miami.
I don't know. There's just that's a problem with these RB2s that are just getting their chances. There's usually going to be a better player on your bench to start. So I would not necessarily be against starting Rex Burkhead, but I wouldn't start him if I didn't have to.
Yeah. So the receivers on the Patriots, Edelman, you're starting. Josh Gordon, you're probably starting. Antonio Brown.
Next. I'm just kidding.
They think he's going to play. It sounds like he's going to play.
Here's the thing. Belichick was saying earlier this week, Brown has a long way to go with learning the Patriots playbook.
Mm-hmm.
They have very few similarities between the Steelers and the Raiders playbook and the Patriots playbook. So Brown, even if he does play, is going to have limited opportunities.
Mm-hmm. I think if you have him, though, you're rolling him out.
He's probably a high round two pick, mm-hmm. low round one pick, and you're probably very frustrated he didn't play week one. But I still would expect a ton.
I think it boosts, this week at least, Edelman and Gordon, because they're going to have to dedicate their best defensive player, who isn't very good, to guarding Brown.
Xavien Howard is the Dolphins' cornerback one, mm-hmm. and he's actually very good.
Yeah, but he's on the Dolphins.
Right, but still, he's going to be covering either Edelman or Brown, depending on who's playing more, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I think Josh Gordon could have a huge day.
I think Josh Gordon is probably going to benefit the most from Brown coming back. Not necessarily because Brown and Edelman are probably better receivers and better options than him, but they're also options, and that leaves Gordon, who's a pretty proven, for when he plays, wide receiver.
When he plays. I think Gordon has a huge game. Anyone on Miami that you're starting, I'm not starting anyone. I'm not starting Kenyon Drake, not starting Kalen Ballage, Josh Rosen. I'm not starting anyone on that team.
Yeah, don't start anyone. No tight ends to really pay attention
Gesicki,
to.
No. I am not starting anyone on Miami.
No.
And I think we're both in agreement. New England wins
New
this
England.
One.
Yeah.
So the next one, Buffalo versus Giants. This features my favorite quarterback this week.
Josh Allen. Yep.
Rushed the ball 10 times last week.
Basically,
he had a bad game, and he still put up decent numbers.
Yeah, two fumbles, though. That's not very good.
No.
And neither are two interceptions.
But for four turnovers to put up 13 points, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the Jets defense is definitely better than the Giants defense.
I think he bounces back. He was my quarterback streamer of the week. On the Giants side, are you starting Eli Manning? I'm not.
No.
Okay, good. Saquon Barkley, you're starting.
Yeah, definitely start him.
Devin Singletary and Frank Gore. You're not starting Frank Gore, are you?
No.
Are you starting
not.
Singletary? I am.
It's tough with Singletary because he didn't really do super well in terms of fantasy. Four attempts, but he had 70 yards, which is insane.
Here's my opinion. He only had the four carries, but he was on the field for 70% of the offensive mm-hmm. snaps.
And five receptions
on six targets. And the biggest knock on Singletary coming into the season was the catching ability. So I think this is a good game for Singletary again in this matchup.
Yeah.
I talked about it earlier. Every single possession where Singletary touched the ball, the Bills scored.
Yeah.
So I think he's a lot more involved. He has a bigger workload. I'm starting him this week. Are you starting Singletary or David Montgomery?
Probably Singletary, just okay. because Montgomery's matchup isn't mm-hmm. great. Because, you know, the Broncos are a good defense.
They're better, yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't really be happy starting either, but I wouldn't be opposed to starting
okay.
either. You know what I mean?
So we're different there, because I'm pretty confident in Singletary this week. So the receivers, John Brown. Big week.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
People forget who John Brown is sometimes. He was a great receiver last year for the Ravens.
Before that, he was...
You know, he played well for the Ravens. You know, a lot of 10-point weeks. He's a good flex player. You can't really knock John Brown.
He had a lot of volume last week in PPR leagues. He's going to be good. And this matchup is
Golden.
So juicy.
Yeah.
So juicy. Cole Beasley. I think you can start Cole Beasley. You're not going to. You're going to have better options. But if somehow everyone on your team got injured, I think you could start Cole Beasley, and you're not going to lose because of
nine targets is promising. He was ill earlier mm-hmm. this week, but he's clear to play. But that's just something to kind of
keep an eye on. Evan Ingram.
Yeah, you got to start Ingram.
Okay, he looked great.
He did. He looked really good. And he looks like he's probably Manning's favorite target.
Are you starting Golden Tate this week?
I don't think he's back yet.
I'm joking.
Mr.
PED himself. So that's... Who are you taking that one?
I would take Bills.
Okay, I'm taking Bills too.
All right,
Seahawks. Pittsburgh. Ooh, that's a good game.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh looked Very bad. Yeah, first week did. Playing the Patriots. 3 points. Not great.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't look good. I wouldn't roll out Ben Roethlisberger. I would roll out Wilson, though, because the Steelers' defense gave up 33 points. You know? 33 points. They stopped the run game, but they couldn't stop Brady and his receivers. It's just kind of interesting.
It's interesting to watch. Chris Carson, you're going to start.
Yeah.
James Conner, you're going to start. Tyler Lockett, I don't feel comfortable starting this week. He could explode. All it takes is one big play. He had one catch, went for 44 yards in the touchdown. But one catch.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable starting
only
him.
Two targets, too.
If you've got a better match, a better option, I would go with that. But obviously, if you have to start Lockett, you'll be fine. He should have a pretty decent game. But I'm not excited about it just because
honestly,
of the volume.
DK is probably a better start than Tyler Lockett, and that's saying a lot.
More volume.
Yeah, a lot more volume. Look like he's just a freak of nature.
He is.
He's giant. He can get over anyone, and he's pretty fast considering he's so big.
Yeah.
Got to start Juju.
Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side. You're starting, are you starting Dante Moncrief?
No, not going to start any of the other Steelers.
Any. So Juju, really any. James Conner, those are the only two.
Vance McDonald, if you need to, like I said, 6 points last week.
Pretty bad last week, but
yeah.
At the tight end position, it's...
Don't start either of these defenses either.
Oh, yeah.
I would probably take... I have to go with the Steelers on this one.
Really?
It pains me
to say
it. You're
thinking they're bouncing back?
Yeah, I think that Roethlisberger is going to find his receivers this week. And I think that, you know, James Conner, he's a good running back, all things considered.
Interesting. I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, I mean,
we're split a lot more this week. Next game, Indianapolis, Tennessee.
That'll be a fun one. Tennessee looked fantastic.
They did. Their defense.
Yeah, killed the Browns. Like, Baker Mayfield couldn't get anything going.
Three interceptions, held Nick Chubb to 74 yards.
Yeah.
Good game. Marcus Mariota. He was someone I mentioned on yesterday's show about streaming. Are you comfortable streaming him this week against the Colts? Okay.
Colts defense is not very amazing at all. And he had a good week against a decent Browns defense.
The Browns defense is better, I would say, than the Colts.
Oh,
and
for sure.
He had his best week one since he was a rookie.
Yeah.
So I am comfortable starting Mariota this week.
If you need to.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got Patrick Mahomes, you don't need to go out and find Mariota on the waivers. But, yeah. But Derrick Henry, you're starting. He's gonna...
Probably, yeah. He had a good week. But a lot of his points came from one play, which was that receiving touchdown.
75-yard.
Yeah. Other than that, he would have been held to a 14-point game, which isn't bad by any means. Like that's a very comfortable game, and I would be happy to get that on my RB2 position. But that 28 points, most of it came from one play.
You can't go into this matchup expecting a repeat.
Exactly.
You're starting him, but you got to temper your expectations a little bit.
Marlon Mack. Is another. He had a great week,
the
great
big
first
play.
Week. But I don't know. Marlon Mack, honestly.
Most of it came on that big play, the 63-yard touchdown, I believe it was.
He's an interesting player because he always finds a way to get points, whether it's through 86 rushing attempts and of 2 yards each or one rushing attempt of 99 yards and a touchdown. You never know what you're going to get from
him. You never
Marlon
know.
Mack.
I don't want to start him this week, though, against Tennessee.
He always provides, though.
He does, but I think you have to start him. I'm not excited about it. Tennessee, they shut down the run game last week.
Yeah.
But Aiden has a point. He always seems to produce at the end of the game, get you something.
Yeah. And it looks like the Colts are probably going to be playing for garbage time points most of the time.
That's
anyway.
A good point. Do you think Nyheim Hines is boosted? Nyheim Hines is boosted in this matchup with the garbage time?
Maybe, but...
More in real life than fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem with Hines is that he's not a great running, like, not a great runner.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to Duke Johnson. He's really good to have on your team in real life, but in fantasy, not exactly the kind of
player
you're
looking for.
Maybe if
he gets enough garbage time, but I don't think he will. T.Y. Hilton.
Gotta start him. Paris Campbell. Maybe.
No.
Maybe for later in the season.
Maybe later. I'm not excited about many. I like Hilton. Not excited about the matchup, honestly.
No.
Corey Davis on the other side. He's droppable.
I had him in my league, and I dropped him. He was on my bench.
He's about to explode now.
Probably.
He just hasn't been just, good.
Yeah, zero.
He is the currently 710th ranked wide receiver.
Yeah, just not very good. AJ Brown, though, on the other side.
AJ Brown, he looked good.
He looked really good.
100 yards in his first game. So AJ Brown, you could start him against
Indiana. I would start AJ Brown, but I would definitely keep an eye on how Mariota, who he goes to, who his target is. If he's playing through Corey Davis becomes, you know, you want him. But if he's playing through AJ Brown, you know, he's pretty, I would say he would be a must start most weeks.
Delanie Walker, got to start. He was great last week.
He played really good.
On the other side, Ebron Doyle.
The problem with those two, Doyle is going to get all the yards. Ebron's going to get the touchdowns. The thing is you don't know if they're going to get yards or touchdowns. so it's risky. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't start either if I could avoid it. I would definitely, if you are an Ebron owner, like I am, and all my leagues, I would go and try and pick up Mark Andrews or Waller.
Someone, yeah, make a trade. So you're taking...
I'm going to take the Titans
this game. I'm taking Titans too. On to the next game. Dallas, Washington. I'm taking Dallas.
Gotta take Dallas.
Looks good. This one's pretty quick. Not much on Washington side. Prescott, you're starting him this week? I am.
I'd probably start Prescott this week.
He looked great last week, and he's got another favorable matchup. Yeah. Elliott, you're starting.
Gotta start him. Didn't do super great first week.
But it was his first week back. He missed training camp, OT, everything.
Only 53 yards, but he got a touchdown, which is
I'm
nice.
Not worried about him.
Amari
Cooper?
Yeah, you're probably going to start him.
Michael Gallup is interesting. He was phenomenal last week. He should have another good week, I would say.
Probably.
He's more of an upside play. If you want to go safe, you would play someone like Cooper Kupp over him. But right. If you need that upside, if you're sitting there looking at your roster and saying, well, I need someone who's going to score a 75-yard touchdown if I want a shot at winning, then plug in Gallup, because he is that guy. He has the shot to make that big play happen. Washington Redskins side.
Well, I mean, back to the Gallup thing. If you watch the game, you would see that the Redskins shut down Alshon Jeffery, like almost the whole game. But that also left DeSean Jackson open for a lot, and I believe he had a touchdown at least. He might have had two. But Jackson had an incredible game as their wide receiver, too.
Yeah, I'm expecting a pretty good game from Gallup. And Randall Cobb in very deep leagues, he's maybe a serviceable flex in deeper leagues. On the other side, Terry McLaurin. Thoughts on him? He had a really good game.
Yeah, good
but
game.
I'm not starting him yet.
Yeah, don't watch how he plays. Keenum always has a favorite receiver. Every team that he's gone to, he's had a favorite receiver. Is McLaurin the next one?
He could be. He's very talented. He's someone I want on my team right now, but I'm not going to start them. So the running back position on that team, Chris Thompson, Adrian Peterson, I like both of them.
Got to start. Yeah, I would start both of them.
Peterson, obviously, if you have a better matchup, but if you're someone who just lost Tevin Coleman or Joe Mixon this week, I would start Adrian Peterson over Mixon. We already said that.
Yeah.
But he is going to be an angry Adrian Peterson is a good Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
And Chris Thompson, I talked about it on the show earlier, he's good in PPR.
For sure.
When he's healthy. So this week, I think Chris Thompson and Adrian Peterson are both serviceable this week if you're dealing with some injuries.
Neither tight end is really appealing. Vernon Davis had a touchdown, but
it was on a weird play.
It was. He hurdled someone.
An incredible play. I mean, it was great to watch, but I'm not expecting a repeat of that. So you're taking Dallas.
Yeah, for sure.
Kansas City versus Raiders. Oakland.
Got to take Kansas City.
I'm taking the Oakland Raiders.
All right. Don't start Carr.
Really?
I don't think start Carr.
I'm starting Carr. I'm starting Josh Jacobs. I think the Raiders come out and shock people.
If you need a streamer for week two, maybe Carr. I can't even do that. There's better streamers. Carr is not a very good
quarterback. I like the Raiders this week. Kansas City just gave up a good week to Gardner Minshew, the rookie. I think,
but at that point, they were playing ahead by like 20 points.
Yes, but they just lost Tyreek Hill too. I think Oakland wins this one. It sounds crazy, but they looked phenomenal. Derek Carr looked great. Josh Jacobs looked good.
No.
Tyrell Williams, are you starting him? I am.
Yeah, you might want to start, as a flex, if you can start Tyrell Williams, I probably would, just because the Chiefs suck at defense. I wouldn't start Watkins unless, like, I wouldn't start him as, like,
you're not starting Watkins?
Not as a wide receiver, too. As a flex play?
As a flex play.
Sure.
Mecole Hardman. If you need that upside play and you're suffering, if you just lost Tyreek Hill, per se, I'd be fine starting him in flex.
I wouldn't start him. I would keep him on your bench, though.
Okay.
He had one target.
So you don't like Watkins, and you don't like Hardman, but you like Tyrell Williams. So how is Oakland not winning?
Well, the Chiefs have this player called Travis Kelce, and they also have a good running back squad, and they also have Patrick Mahomes, and the Raiders have Derek Carr.
I'm taking Oakland. Do you like Josh Jacobs this week?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Jacobs had a good week.
Glad we agree on that one.
24 points. Chiefs defense, not great.
They are pretty bad. I think Josh Jacobs scores again this week. So I'm starting Carr. You're not.
No.
I'm starting Josh Jacobs. You're not. Damian Williams, LeSean
McCoy.
You're starting Josh Jacobs. Sorry. Yeah. Damian Williams, LeSean McCoy. Which one are you taking?
Williams. You always take Williams.
Okay.
But
got the scores.
The only problem is that Williams, you probably drafted him in round 2 or 3. He's not going to play like that.
Mm-mm.
He's going to play as your 4th or 5th round, maybe 6th round.
Disappointing.
Yes. But it's just how it turned out.
You just got to look at him and reevaluate who he is in your mind. And then you'll be pleased with what he does. But if you're expecting him to be that guy you drafted him to be, you're going to be disappointed.
He's not going to play like Joe Mixon or even probably like David Montgomery, maybe. He's not going to play like those guys. He's going to play more like Chris Carson level. Maybe.
But Carson was good.
Yeah. Not knocking Chris Carson, but like every week he's not going to score 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, you know? I would agree with that. So that's all from there. You're Darren Waller.
Got to start Darren Waller.
Big fan of Waller. Yeah,
we talked about it a little bit earlier.
And they're starting Kelce.
Yeah.
This is a good tight end game.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's about there. I'm taking Oakland. You're taking Kansas City. You seem shocked.
Bears, Broncos.
Ooh, that's gross.
Yeah, Bears. Bears looking for a bounce back week. Broncos looking to keep living for that first round pick that they want high.
So many the Joe Flacco did not look good. You don't want Joe Flacco on your team.
No.
Even if you're an NFL team.
You don't really want
Mitch Trubisky either.
Yeah, you don't want to start him probably.
Are you starting Philip Lindsay? You may have to, but I don't like him against Chicago.
Anyone playing Chicago.
The only player on Denver that I may start is Cortland Sutton if you have to.
Yeah, if you have
to. We just saw Chicago shut down Devontae Adams, so I don't like Sutton this week. It's a bad matchup for Denver.
Honestly, it really is.
Allen Robinson, do you think he repeats that? Okay, you're starting him.
Got to start Robinson. Got to start Cohen.
Montgomery.
Let me talk about Cohen for 1 second. He is the guy to own. If you have a running back who's lining up as a slot receiver and still getting rushing attempts, that is a valuable pickup.
Well, he didn't have any rush attempts. Do you think he will, though?
I think that, I think at some point, if Montgomery played like he did against the Packers.
Well, he looks pretty good. That was a weird game. It's hard to gauge much from that game. I'm not starting Montgomery this week, though. I would start Tarik the Frick Cohen, though.
Yeah.
But I'm not starting Montgomery.
It's kind of weird, but Cohen, even when Jordan Howard's on the team, and Montgomery's a similar play style anyway to Jordan Howard. But Cohen still got rushing attempts. He's a boom or bust, not really even a bust. He's a boom player
in PPR. I think Cohen has a good game.
He's the poor man's
Cohen album. Is the only guy I'm starting in that matchup, I think.
Yeah, Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
The Bears defense.
I would probably start Robinson and Cohen, but that's it. I'm not starting Lindsay. I'm not starting Freeman.
No.
Not starting anyone on Denver.
No, you
don't. So who are you taking that one?
Bears.
Yeah, I'm taking Bears.
All right, big game.
This is Saints, the rematch. Rams. The rematch.
Hopefully.
I hope they use the challenge, the pass interference. Yes. That would make me happy.
All right, Drew Brees, Jared Goff. Probably going to start both those
Probably have to. I'm not excited about Goff. Okay, Jared Goff. If I have him this week, I would start Derek Carr over him.
Interesting.
He did not look good.
No, didn't look good.
And Saints are good.
They're...
So I don't like Goff. Breeze, you have to start.
Yeah, Breeze, he's playing the Rams defense. They have a pretty decent defense, all things considered. Kamara, got to start him. Yeah. Going to have a big week. That's my guess.
Latavius Murray, he had that big touchdown.
Yeah.
He's a player I loved coming into the season. I'm probably not going to start him this week. Just I don't like the Rams matchup. Yeah. And you probably have something better, but I definitely want him on my roster to see what happens with his role. Because I think it will grow a little bit. Todd Gurley on the other side and Malcolm Brown. What are your thoughts on that?
If you bench Gurley, you're a madman.
But you want to.
You don't want to bench Gurley. You want him to do good. You want him to get carries. You want him to get touchdowns. The thing is, he might not get it.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of playing, even though they haven't officially said it, he's kind of playing on limited snaps. They're trying to keep him healthy for the late stretch, and they want him in the playoffs.
My thoughts on Gurley, you got to reevaluate who he is for your team. This year, he's not going to be what he has been.
No.
But he's still a good running back, still on a good offense, and I think he's worth keeping. You don't want to sell Gurley right now because this is as low as his stock is going to go.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brown, he did get the two scores. Are you interested in owning him?
I think you have to own Malcolm Brown.
Are you interested in starting him?
No.
Okay. That's kind of where I am on that situation.
Any running back who scores twice, you probably are going to want to at least put a claim in for him.
Put a claim in, but you can't expect two scores from the backup every week.
Wide receivers, you got to start Michael Thomas.
You got to start Thomas. Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp. Which ones are you starting?
If you have one of these guys, you probably got to start them.
Kupp is the red zone target.
Kupp is the red zone. Cooks is the
deep threat.
Boom.
And yeah, Robert Woods is the medium.
Yeah.
So.
you can't really go wrong with this team. Jared Cook, not a great first week, but I think that any player on the Saints team that
has the ability at any point to put up a good week just because it's a good team.
And plus, Breeze, I mean, remember with Jimmy Graham, quite a few years ago now, but he liked the tight end position then.
He did.
Not saying Cook is as good as Graham was when he was with the Saints, but, you know.
Could be in for some work this week.
Higbee,
Tyler Higbee.
Caught
like
a touchdown. Only four receptions, though.
I'm fine starting him just because he's tight end.
Yeah.
You know? You're just, with a lot of these lower-end tight ends, you're just hoping for the score. That's really all you can do is just pick one up and cross your fingers and hope they score.
Don't start either of the defenses.
This is going to be a
high-scoring game.
High-scoring game.
I'm going with the Saints.
I'm going Saints, too. I think they want to beat the Rams after what happened in the playoffs.
For sure.
Next game, Philadelphia, Atlanta. The two birds.
I would say Philadelphia. Let's talk about the Falcons. 12 points first week. Not good. Matt Ryan.
Not good.
Matt Ryan, you got to start him.
He's going to bounce back.
18 points with only 12. he scored more points than his team did.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he ended up with that stat line considering how bad they did.
Yeah.
So he's a must start. He's been
two
great
picks
for several years in a row. He's a must start. Carson Wentz is a must start if you've got him.
Miles Sanders didn't do good first week, and he was kind of what we were kind of looking for.
Well, the one interesting about Sanders, Howard looked better, but Sanders did have the two goal line touches, and Jordan Howard had none. So Sanders is definitely someone I'm not dropping him yet. I'm keeping him on my bench if it's a deeper league.
What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to wait until any of the three great running backs on the Eagles, in real life great running backs, until Miles Sanders, until Darren Sproles, or until Jordan Howard has a big game, which will inevitably happen at some point, sell them high. Because the Eagles, they have a three running back committee. three good running backs.
Yeah.
Miles Sanders is a balance between pass catching and punching. Whereas Sproles is mainly pass catching, and Howard is mainly
pound.
Yeah,
so it's it's a good situation in real life, bad situation fantasy. I'm keeping Sanders to sell him high, because I think he'll have some pretty good weeks.
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman on the other side.
He
got the punishment for the fumble. Only 3 points.
Yeah, I mean,
you probably have to start him if you own him.
Probably. But
I'm not too excited.
Eagles have a pretty stout defense. I don't like Freeman at all.
Ito Smith, I'm not going to start.
No, don't start Ito Smith.
Wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, I would start him.
He had the big week. I'm starting him. D-Jax. Coming off the...
Yeah, great game. 35 points. 35
points.
Not going to do that again, I wouldn't say, but he's not going to bust.
It's hard to have him on your bench this week after he already showed you, don't put me on your bench. I personally sold, if I had Jackson, I sold him high.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's going to repeat that. But I think if you just lost Tyreek Hill or something, I think you could put him in at your flex, and it's not going to kill your team. Aguilar, I'm not too interested in starting. On the other side, Julio.
Gotta start him.
He's starting him every week. He did get the score.
Yeah.
That was the big knock on Julio. He didn't get in the end zone. Last week, he got in the end zone.
Only 31 yards. He's obviously going to be, you know, they're going to be doubling him up all game.
But he's going to be good.
Yeah.
You have to start him. Calvin Ridley. I'm starting him.
Gotta start him.
He has the big playability.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. When you've got a player like Ridley, who at any given time could take a short route or a deep one to the house, you got to start him, especially when the team's quarterback is as good as he is.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're somehow stacked, went with a no running back strategy, and Ridley, you've got three great ones, but I'd be comfortable starting Ridley as my wide receiver two.
Yeah.
I have him as my wide receiver two, in fact, in some leagues.
Both tight ends are pretty good starts.
Ertz is a good start. Yeah,
Ertz, Hooper, pretty good start.
Godare, yeah.
It's probably not. Dallas. You know, can't really. Ertz is going to hog a lot of everything.
He's someone to watch in case Ertz gets injured. Godare, yeah. But I'm not.
I'm taking the Falcons this game.
I am too. I think they bounce back.
Yeah, I think that hopefully they can find the receivers. Freeman can not fumble and stay healthy.
I'm taking Atlanta too. Cleveland Jets, the game of the week. Everyone's going to want to watch this one.
Yeah,
especially.
Baker Mayfield, hopefully he rolls out.
Trevor Siemian?
Yeah. Trevor
Siemian is starting.
Darnold is out with mono.
I didn't realize that. That's actually pretty scary that they ruled him out that early with mono.
Yeah.
That was very shocking news. That for me, I'm not starting anyone on this Jets offense except for Bell.
Yeah, you got to start Bell.
I'm not too excited about Crowder or Anderson this week. I'm excited about them long term, but this week with Trevor Siemian starting, and the Browns, I think they're going to want to rebound
defensively. Definitely.
Baker Mayfield.
Start him.
Starting him.
Start
Nick Chubb.
Gotta start Chubb.
Starting him. Odell.
Gotta start him.
He's gonna be mad after. Yeah. There have been several comments made about Odell and Greg Williams. I think Odell is gonna have a huge game this week.
Yeah.
I think he's mad. He's gonna show up and he's gonna have a huge game and you're gonna start him. Jarvis Landry, you starting?
Probably gotta start him.
Okay.
As a flex. But if like I've said this all podcast, if you have better options that are coming off of pretty decent weeks, start them ahead of Jarvis, just because Odell's on the team, Baker didn't have a great week, and the Browns offense is just looking kind of shaky. But Landry has played well and he is a good receiver, so I wouldn't feel bad if I started him.
Okay, that's pretty much the same. And is that the last matchup?
That's
so those are all the games for this week. We're now going to do a little players that we're worrying about and players that we're not worrying about.
All right, let's start with players that we are worrying about.
Cam Newton.
Got
worried. Yeah. I am staying far away.
Yeah, something's up with his shoulder for sure.
And foot and everything.
So having a quarterback that relies so heavily on his
mobility,
legs. Remember Russell Wilson, I believe it was two or three years ago, when he injured his legs, he wasn't a good throwing quarterback. And since then, he hasn't really been the same. He did heal, though. And once he healed and got back to himself, he was good again. Newton it's just not looking like he's healing. He needs to take a break. The Panthers are just, they have a good enough team to the point where they can make the playoffs and maybe push in the playoffs. So they don't want to bench him and put him on IR for surgeries and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's already had two shoulder surgeries as a thing.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. They need to let him heal fully.
Yeah, it's a bad situation in real life and in fantasy.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got an alert right now that said Cam Newton's retiring. If he pulled an Andrew Luck, I would not be surprised. He has had a career that is full of injuries, surgeries.
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
All
so fantasy-wise, I am staying away. Now, another player who a lot of people are kind of freaking out about, Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. I would worry about him, but I wouldn't, like, cry myself to sleep about him. Mike Evans has always been kind of a shaky start. You know, even in weeks where he looks like he's going to have a good matchup, and it finally looks like Jameis Winston is going to be decent, Mike Evans manages to put up, like, 3 points.
He's frustrating to own, even when he's great. He's a little frustrating. So he's someone more I'd be targeting to buy low on because I think he rebounds. I think he'll have a good season. Yeah. Another player.
Devontae Freeman. You got to worry about him just because he's been questionable his whole career with injuries.
Yeah.
And the fumble, the lack of volume, Ito Smith, even though he's not a great running back, is still a presence.
Yeah, outscored Freeman.
Yeah.
I don't want Freeman on my team.
No,
I don't own Freeman him anywhere, away. Thankfully. And if you can trade him away, it's hard. You don't want to trade him after that 3.8 performance. You want to sell him high, but there may not be a high.
Yeah.
So another player, David Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery, you got to worry about him. But at the same time, I would probably put him as my don't worry players.
Mm-hmm. That's where I am.
Playing the Packers defense, Packers looked like they finally could pull it together on defense. And it was his first game of his career.
And he didn't have a lot of volume. I think we just kind of over-expected from him in that game. He didn't look bad running. If you go back and watch him, he looked pretty good. Not a great average, but he looked good. He's someone I'd more buy low on once again. It's only week one or week two. We've only had 1 week of football.
Exactly.
I'm not too worried about anyone unless there's some injury concerns.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I agree. And speaking of injury concerns, Mike Williams, maybe not an ideal, definitely not an ideal name, but in deeper leagues, I would definitely worry about him. His whole career has kind of been riddled with injuries, and he's a player that relies a lot on his speed and his height and everything. And if he's not able to stay on the field, I wouldn't want to own him.
Yeah. Let's get into the rookie watch real quick.
Rookie watch. Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, definitely. He had a good game. He had the two scores. He's owned in most leagues. He's someone you're going to want to start. He could really become every week RB1.
Yeah.
That's what he was drafted by the Raiders to be. That's what you drafted him to be.
Yeah.
So we're hoping he can keep that up. Devin Singletary, another big-name rookie coming in this week. A lot of people are expecting this to be the week that he takes over. Do you think it is?
I don't think this is the week.
Okay.
But I think that this is his setup week.
Okay.
Every running back always has a setup week. This week, my projection is he gets like 6 or 7 points, but no targets. But the next week, he's going to get targeted, he's going to get the volume, and he's just going to be the guy that we thought he's going to be.
Okay. Now, I agree with the setup week thing, but I think this game, this matchup is so good. I think he really could. I think he's serviceable in fantasy this week.
The thing is that he plays the Bengals after the Giants game. Two really good games to set up against.
So I think he's gonna break out soon.
Soon,
it's gonna happen. You're questioning, is it this week or the next week?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him on my bench when it happens.
Yeah,
that's why I'm rolling him out in my leagues is because I think it's this week or the next week, and I don't want a player on my bench who breaks out.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel good. Right. Miles Sanders, we talked about a little earlier.
All right, two more. Mecole Hardman, definitely somebody to keep an eye on. Don't start him because he hasn't.
But with the Tyreek injury, he could be
deadly. He could definitely kill a lot of secondaries. And then last one, Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. We got to talk about him. he coming into the season, people were excited because he's, you know, look a lot like Calvin Johnson. He's just ginormous. You throw it up to him and he's just bigger. Right. He's bigger than everyone else.
It's kind of odd. Players like this, they seem to not only get a lot of love just for their freak nature, but they also get a lot of hate just because the same reason.
Mm-hmm. People say he's not tall, he's just big. No. But who cares if he's just big? If he's putting up good games, exactly. He's putting up big games. I don't care if it's because he's big or if it's because he's fast. If he's putting up good games, I want him in my fantasy team.
For sure.
So that will wrap it up with the rookie watch, and that's we went over all the matchups, players we like, players we don't like. I hope you enjoyed this. It's definitely fun to do. If you do like this, make sure you leave a nice review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure you follow The Prophet on Instagram.
Yes.
Do you like to say anything? Any closing remarks?
I don't think so. Go Bengals, and hopefully your fantasy team can pull it out this week.
Good luck, and good night.